about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Ronald from Madison, Wisconsin writes, Doctor, it's Monday morning and two of my best employees called in sick. On Monday, of course. I know you own a business and enjoy talking about it. How do you handle employees that call in frequently? I know it. My Sunday night, honestly, my husband and I would probably make buku bucks just running a pool on who's going to call in the next day. I mean, we've been really fortunate with our latest staff. I love my crew. We have phenomenal crew. But, yeah, every now and then in your group, you have somebody that always calls in. And but let me correct you, Ronald. Here you're talking about two of your best employees called in sick. How do you handle employees that call in frequently? So I kind of wish you were live because I'd love to ask, is one of your quote-unquote best employees calling in frequently? I mean, if you have an employee that calls in repeatedly, then that's probably not your best employee. You know, why is that person the best? Is it because they're your manager? Is it because their job post is the one that's probably the most integral to part of your day? I mean, if you have an employee that calls in frequently, that's not your best employee. Okay, I don't know how to answer this without making myself look kind of like a mean employer, because I don't think I'm mean. But the one thing I've noticed in the 12 plus 13 years I've owned a business and been an employer is once an employee thinks they're unfireable, they start to do things like this. They do. And they start to leave early. They start to call in. Not all of them, but I've noticed that in my office. And so I know this is going to sound bad. I just don't know how else to word it. You got to let an employee that's starting to do that know they are fireable. Now remember, you also want to make sure your employees do feel secure. And you want to make, you want to make them feel like it's a family. You guys are in it for the long haul. So it's very subjective. It's very subjective if a person is calling in because they really need it or not. I mean, you'll have to trust your instincts on this one. Now, probably one of the best things to do is, have your staff bring in a doctor's note. Okay? I mean, if they're really sick, then they have to go to the doctor. And if the doctor doesn't think they're sick, hopefully the doctor doesn't write a note. Although many doctors out there, they'll write the note anyway. Okay, so you were sick yesterday, but you feel fine. Okay, and then you'll have the doctor write, when can the person return? So if your employee is actually well, goes to the doctor to cover a hangover on Monday, and they go to the doctor, and they give the doctor a line that it was diarrhea or something, and the doctor goes, okay, do you feel better now? Well, yeah, I feel better now. I don't need any tests. Don't do any tests. My boss needs to know when I can return to work. The doctor will probably say, okay, return to work today or tomorrow, et cetera. Problem is a lot of doctors out there, they'll write the note for whatever the patient wants. If the patient says, look, doctor, I just need an extra day. Can you write it where I could come back on Friday? The doctor will say, okay, I'll do that. So sometimes getting the doctor's note can hurt you, because if the employee can talk the doctor into writing a note longer, they just got that extra day. Another thing is have a limited amount of sick leave. If somebody's not getting paid because they've used up all their sick leave, they're going to be probably less inclined to call in. The only problem is, this is December. And this is when flu season is hitting and people are getting sick. You do not want your employees coming to work sick by any means. And for many of us, this is our busy time. Many of you in retail, this is when you need your holiday staffing. For us in medicine, this is a busy time. I mean, we had an employee and a very integral employee call in 4 days last week. 4 days. And I wasn't going to make them get a doctor's note. I mean, I really believe they were sick. You know, and it just stinks. As an employer, you probably have to then overhire. If you could predict year after year that people are going to party or they're going to want to go away on vacation or they're going to get sick, then you may have to overhire. And you may have to hire extra temp staff. It's difficult because, trust me, when you hire temp staff, it's expensive. First of all, if you have a temp agency, give you the staff person, it's a lot more expensive. It's like an extra $3-4 an hour sometimes than what you normally pay because the temp staff has to take their cut, etc. They're very temp staffs are very useful, and they definitely have a place in this marketplace. I think many people love having temp staffs, but face it, it's going to be expensive for you. Or hiring somebody just to cover people being sick. It's tough. But, you know, have sick leave, but have a finite amount so that if people do use up their sick leave, they are hopefully going to be less inclined to take off. It's tough. Ask for a doctor's note. But, you know, realize, you know, it all depends on the type of employer you want to be. If you want to be the type of employer we're looking at, you come to us when you, you know, you need help. Well, we were talking about stress day. Remember last year, one of you said you had an employee that needed a stress day. And you were kind of raising an eyebrow. My employee has to take a day off for stress. What was the weekend for? And why are they so stressed at this job? You know, sometimes it could hurt the employee. But, I mean, if you have an employee that's going through a tough time and, you know, is too stressed by the job, either you need an employee or another employee, or you need to work with that employee on putting them in a less stressful aspect of the job. I think it's tough. I mean, because I see how hotels work. I see how restaurants work. I've worked in restaurants. I've taught. I've done so many different aspects of jobs. It's stressful no matter what. I mean, medicine is probably just as stressful as the mall. But I would not say working at a restaurant is less stressful than a doctor's office. Working at a restaurant's extremely stressful. You got the manager yelling at you. You got the cooks yelling at you. You got the customers yelling at you. You know, yeah, in medicine, it's life or death. You know, you miss an ultrasound that has a blood clot. That's pretty scary stuff. You know, and then you count on your staff. So honestly, you know, expect a lot of people calling in this time of year. That's just when it happens. And, but remember, you know, if an employee does think they're infallible, sometimes it doesn't hurt to have a backup employee and let them know that, their poop doesn't stink. It's tough. It's really tough. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1691.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1733.90, $866.95 for a half ounce, or $433.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1733.90, $866.95, and $433.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So, you know, with Friday's shooting, many of us have just been in shock. We've been crying. We've been hugging our kids and grandkids just a little tighter. And there's been a lot of questions on why this 20-year-old Adam Lanza would have done such a thing. Now, reports came out that he had Asperger's syndrome, and we've talked about Asperger's syndrome. It's a mild form of autism, pretty common, but there's no link that we know of Asperger's to violence, okay? And you're going to see many reports today discussing how just because Adam Lanza had Asperger's, from what they believe, no, it does not mean that anybody with Asperger's could do something like this. They say there's no evidence that links autism or Asperger's to violence, according to Geraldine Dawson, chief science officer at the nonprofit advocacy group Autism Speaks. She works at she's a professor of psychiatry at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Now, Adam Lanza had fatally shot his mother at her home, took her guns before shooting his way into Sandy Hook Elementary on Friday, killing 20 children between ages 6 and 7, as well as 6 adults, and then himself. You know, it's been discussed that, you know, going back and forth whether Asperger's should be a psychological disorder or not. I mean, from what I understand, when the new DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, comes out, Asperger's is not, from what I understand, is going to be a part of autistic disorder, but no, they're not going to put it in as a psychiatric disorder. Autism spectrum disorders range a whole wide variety. I mean, I have four nieces and nephews on the wide range of autism. Of course, none of them are violent. You know, these guys are as sweet and lovable as can be. What we need to, though, emphasize is anybody can go on a shooting rampage. Okay? The reason why people are questioning whether Asperger's or autism, you know, could be linked to violence is because right now in the grieving stage, part of the grieving stage is, okay, we're going to now prevent this from happening, okay? And we're going to intellectualize, we're going to debate, and we are going to come up with a plan, which I think is a very healthy part of the grieving process. I mean, Saturday and Sunday, it was just political discussions and should our teachers be armed and should the schools be armed and, you know, should we screen everybody with Asperger? I mean, people were in that kind of planning and debating and predicting stage, you know, so it kept people busy and it kept people from crying as they were looking at the you know, horrific pictures of these innocent little angels who were shot. But we need to be careful, okay? While we're in the stage of trying to figure out what we could do to prevent this from happening, we need to be extremely careful that we're not going to be alienating a group of individuals, let alone the wrong group of individuals. I mean, look how many different people have done shootings, right? I mean, we got the Jared Loughner, we have the James Holmes. I, as a doctor, believe that any one of us at any time can lose it. Any one of us. I mean, think about when you were at your most mad. Think about when somebody ticked you off so mad. What type of thoughts have gone through your head? Now, most of us don't like to think of it. Most of us do not like to think, you know, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed that I thought of, you know, wanting to kill somebody, or I thought of wanting to run them down with my car because they cut me off. And so many of you will suppress that so deep that you'll never bring it back. All right. But most of us, when we get mad and we're talking really, really mad, our animalistic instincts come in. And that's a part of our human nature. Now, as humans and as an evolved society, we know how to refrain. We know how to hold things down. I mean, yeah, there are people that tick you off. You know, it's interesting. We'll watch a movie and we'll try to predict what's going to happen next in the movie. So somebody gets really mad, somebody gets fired, somebody gets cheated out of their job, somebody takes their girlfriend. So you're looking going, oh, I know what happens. I bet he murders a guy. And then in the movie, he has to hide from the law, and then she falls in love with him or whatever. And we always think some guy's going to go ape crazy and just, you know, go on a shooting rampage. And then they don't, and you're like, oh, phew. Good. But, you know, I mean, as humans, we know better. It doesn't mean the thought's not going to come to our mind, but we know better. Okay? We do. We do. I mean, I Love Lucy said it best. I mean, I think Lucy was, I'm thinking back years ago, so I'm sorry if I misquote this. Lucy thought Ricky Ricardo was going to kill her. And Ricky goes to Fred going, I don't understand, why would this happen? And, you know, Fred's like, well, most men do want to kill their wives at some point. I mean, you know, type of thing. And I'm not saying this should be, you know, joked about, because, I sometimes men do kill their wives or wives kill their husband. But you see acts of rage. You see acts of rage and people shooting each other or stabbing each other, etc. Now, how do we predict if somebody's going to do this? I mean, this is the question that everybody has. This is the same question we had with James Holmes and the Colorado shooting, or what we had last week with the Oregon shooting. And there's been a couple other mall shootings, I think, since then. How do we identify these people before they become shooters and lock them up? Well, again, we're talking about people with no criminal history. This kid, Adam Lanza, had no criminal history. He was in school. He dropped out of school. I mean, how many of us have dropped out of school? You know, one of our distant family members on our in-law side, 15 years ago, the father was talking to me about how his kid always likes the bad guys. And should he be worried? And I go, well, what do you mean? He said, well, when you look at Lion King, you would think his little kid, who was like maybe 4 or 5 at the time, would be idolizing Mufasa or Simba, but instead he idolized Scar. In the Aladdin movie, Aladdin wasn't his hero. He idolized the Sultan. He's like, my kid, always the favorite character is the bad guy. Do I need to be worried? And I told him no. I told him no. Sometimes these bad guys are the most colorful. Sometimes they're the most entertaining. You know, the kid could be really bored by the genie in Aladdin. I told him I wasn't worried. And the kid has grown up to be an upstanding citizen. He's in college, scholarship, doing well with, you know, et cetera. But, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do you stop and go, okay, somebody like this, and I'm not saying about the kid who's a distant in-law relative of ours, you know, how do you identify these shooters? Remember, most of these shooters that do these massacres aren't, you know, five-time felons who got out on parole. That's not what's happening here. These are just people that are a part of society that, you know, when people get interviewed after the fact, they say, well, maybe they were a little weird. How many people do we know are a little weird? Gosh, you know, I mean, many of us seem weird. A lot of us think liberals are weird. A lot of liberals think conservatives are weird. You know, what do? We can't lock everybody up. How do you watch everybody? So then the next step they're doing is, gun control. So the next step they're going to go to is, well, gun control. Well, if we stop any future guns from being bought, we could solve this problem. I don't know if that's very practical. There's millions and millions of guns all over. If somebody's going to get a hold of a gun, they're going to get a hold of a gun. You know, I mean, when I heard this happen, the first thing I thought of is, Israeli schools. Israeli schools have armed security at all the public schools. And, you know, why don't we? I mean, the principal that was shot and one of the teachers that was shot, it's because they threw themselves in front of the bullets. That's all they could do. That's all they had. Now, I don't know if many teachers want to be armed. All right. I mean, I don't think it's practical either to say, all right, well, the teachers need to be armed and the teachers need to be able to shoot people down. I don't think a lot of teachers want that job. I mean, you know, they went into education to teach kids. And and the teachers that concentrated on getting the kids down, moving them into a closet, reading to them, keeping them calm, I mean, that's what they had to do. I mean, we can't have teachers start to leave and go on a Rambo hunt. We need them to do exactly what the teachers who survived and their kids survived did. They're heroes, bravo. But also, keep in mind, too, in Israel, I mean, you know, everybody usually served in the army. Most Israeli citizens have served in the army. So many of your teachers do know combat. They do. You know, I've talked to Israelis. They feel very secure with the school system in Israel, right? Their teachers know combat. There's armed guards. All right. We don't have that here in America. All these guys could do is throw themselves in front of the gun and try to leap in front of the gun. You know, what should we do to help her? Should we have armed security at the schools? You know, what should we do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So I guess the Monday blues may not be the best time to make a doctor's appointment. From what we understand, if you are, let's say you make an appointment for Monday of next week, and you get the blues, you may be less likely to make that appointment. And the study came out saying many people will miss their appointments on Monday and decide not to go, hence accruing fees like no-show fees. So per this study, they're saying avoid making an appointment the start of the week. Now, that's kind of interesting, okay? Study author Dr. Rob Jenkins from Glasgow University said Mondays are the worst for missed appointments, but over the course of the week, attendance steadily improves. Friday have the fewest no-shows. I'll agree with that, but also we got the most call-ins on Mondays. You know, I know many of you get ticked off at your doctor's no-show policy, right? And I understand why. I understand it because sometimes, you know, the doctor gets sick, he cancels, and you can't charge him, but the doctor can charge you for no-show. I understand, you know. But, I mean, unfortunately, many of us doctors that don't like to overbook, we have people that no-show. We probably get 10 no-shows a day. throughout the practice. I mean, that's just income you can't get back, and it's ridiculous. And when you have a no-show policy where people are going to get charged, less people no-show. It just works that way. You know, I don't know how hairdressers do it and hairstylists. You know, because I see that all the time. I mean, you know, hairstylists, they'll give you maybe an hour and a half to 2 hour block. You no-show, they lost your income, you know, what you were going to pay them, not to mention they can't rebook somebody that quickly. You know, no-shows are really hurtful in terms of economic ramifications. And so, you know, doctors hate them. Most of us hate them. I mean, you know, think about when you have a cancellation at a restaurant and you don't make it. You know, but again, restaurants can't charge. You know, doctors really take it, you know, in the sigmoid a lot more than other professions. But the only thing that they're able to do that protects them a little bit more than other professions is at least they get to charge for a no-show or same-day cancellation. So these researchers are saying, okay, well, then don't make the appointment on Monday. If you're more prone to no-showing, don't do it on a Monday. Scientists think that people have the Monday blues so much that they can't drag themselves to the appointment after the weekend. They have these Monday morning blues. They feel less able to cope with the prospect of giving bad news or having an unpleasant treatment or even dealing with abrupt staff. Yet by Friday, you got that psychological boost of, you know, nearing the weekend. And so there may be improved attendance. All right. Monday's the most negative response. Friday's the most positive. My problem is why are you guys getting the Monday blues? Well, because the Dr. Dahlia show is on and she always talks about depressing. No, you can't blame my show because, listen, my show is 5 days a week. I pretty much talk about similar things. I mean, Monday's no different than Friday. Okay, I mean, if I'm in a grumpy mood, I'm in a grumpy mood all 5 days. If I'm in a good mood, I'm in a good mood all 5 days. You know, but why are you feeling blue? You see, for me, I get excited by Mondays because a lot of fun and exciting things happen during the work week. Yes, the weekends are fun too. See, the problem is I work on the weekends also. So I'm, I was at the office 4 or 5 hours yesterday. I still do the show. Well, I had a colonoscopy this last weekend. So I had to do the prep on Friday, which you all heard about. And, oh my gosh, I have to apologize to you all, okay? My first colonoscopy I had in 2004, I got to take the pills. I did not have to do the drink. And so for those of you being a quote-unquote wussy about the drink, I gave you guys a real hard time about that. However, this time around, since the pills were taken off the market, I had to do the magnesium citrate also. And by that second bottle, I was vomiting. I mean, it was rough. So I apologize if I called any of you a wussy and told you to man up and drink it because I couldn't do it either. Luckily, I got through half the second bottle and it was enough. Now, I'm not allowed to tell you that because the GI doctors want you to drink the full second bottle. But because my husband only got through half a couple months ago when he had his, I was like, okay, I could stop here also, and thank God it was enough. But what makes it enough is you try to do clears almost for 2 days if you can. This way you have less to pass, so that's kind of a trick of the trade. All right, but again, you got to still follow your doctor's advice. Otherwise, you're going to get mad that Dr. Dahlia said you could drink less of the prep. But for the most part, that was just god-awful. So then Saturday morning, I had my colonoscopy, which wasn't fun. But I mean, actually, we made it fun. I posted, you know, the pictures on Facebook. I was there waving. I was done in about 45 minutes. I had the upper I had the upper and then I had the lower. The upper found some esophagitis, no ulcers. I had some biopsies of the upper. The esophagitis, I think, is, you know, because of stress and, you know, the doctor said avoid in-laws and avoid chocolate. I don't think I can avoid either, but that's what he said. And then the colonoscopy, no polyps, nothing, no foreign body, no, nothing. So, I was pretty happy with that. So I passed. Yee-haw! But, all right. But then, the propofol, I was kind of groggy, but I didn't want to go to sleep. So I did my show. So I did my 10 o'clock Pacific time show. I did that. I don't really remember much what I talked about. I'm sure I'll find out if I get fired later this week, but I did my show anyway, status post the procedure, and I think it went well. And then we had to go to a birthday party, and it was Indian food. Now, I love Indian food. And, of course, the doctor said avoid spicy food. I didn't listen to him. Don't tell my doctor, though, okay? Shh. That's just between us. And then the next day, met with some friends, and I had a lot of gas, over the weekend, but of course I was looking forward to Monday. Okay, you know, that weekend, it was a good weekend, but I mean, nothing that beats my week. So why are you all depressed on Monday unless you hate your job? Okay, I mean, we talked about this, how to make life fun in the workplace. You need to do that, honestly. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, really, Dahlia? Come on, please. How do you make a construction site fun? How do you make a hospital fun? You have to. Even if it's a little game, even if it's a little office pool, come up with something. Remember, I went through a whole, and I'll revisit that probably near the end of the year, where there was tons of little things you could do to make work fun. I think, fantasy football. That's why a lot of guys do fantasy football, you know, because they could still kind of talk about. I mean, again, you're supposed to concentrate on your job. But if there's some things that you're able to incorporate just to make things a little bit more exciting. Okay, when I go to work today, I have to do X, Y, and Z. All right, just to get you out of bed. But again, the big problem we have is because of this recession, many people are working in jobs that they don't like. Okay, how many of you say you really, really love your job? If you can, oh, that's amazing and that's a blessing. And thank God for that. But a lot of you took the only job you could find. And I don't blame you for doing that, but you hate it. You hate it. And that's not the way to live. I really feel bad for people who wake up Monday going, oh my gosh, I got to. And I understand that. I mean, I'm not saying you have to love Mondays. But for you to not even want to show up to the doctor's appointment, to want to do nothing, and to just want to stay in bed, that's not good. Now, I know some people who own their own business, they'll take off on Wednesdays. They'll just be off on Wednesdays. Now, this was in the olden days when, you know, we weren't in a recession and people were making enough money. I could never take off a day, or they'd make Wednesdays a half day. And the reason why some of these business owners did that is that's what helped them psychologically. They go, look, I'll make up the work on the weekend, but knowing that Wednesday is going to be my half day, just puts that little bit of boost or bounce in my step that week. Well, then, if that's what you have to do, or you have to come up with a half day, great. My only problem with that is if you ever have to go back to working a full day, now it's a real big minus. All right? I mean, you guys brainstorm, and any ideas you have. But you've got to figure out why you're having the blues. What do you dislike about the job so much, right, that you can't, you don't want to face the week? It's something that I think we need to address. It seems like a fluff piece, a fluff topic. But, I mean, honestly, our mental, our approach to how we do things, I know we're coming up on break, so I can't finish this thought eloquently, but
what's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't forget we have an iPhone app. Now, it's free. You could download it. Go to my website. There's a way. There's a little spot to click on to get the Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone. It's still available on your Android. And don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise while you are on the website. All right, so interesting. We were just talking about the blues and the winter blues and the Monday blues and just, you know, the blues. I love the blues. I love singing the blues. All right. Fox News comes out with foods to beat the winter blues. Okay? So a lot of us have seasonal affective disorder. One in five Americans, especially women, feel depressed because it's cold, because it's gray, because we can't go outside. See, for me, this is the happiest time of year. This, to me, is the happiest time of year. But January, I do get sad. All the Christmas decorations are down. It's cold. In Vegas, we don't get snow. Like, I think it's going to go down to the 20s at night one day this week. And if there's no precipitation, we don't get snow. So we deal with the cold. We just don't get snow like other parts of the country. I know I should be thankful. I understand shoveling is a pain in the butt. By the way, we do need to talk about later this show. shoveling and how many heart attacks happen this time of year because of people shoveling, you know, their snow, they're out there in the cold and the stress on the heart. We'll talk about that a little bit later, in the day. But they say if you want to feel pleasant and you want to feel alert, you need foods that help stimulate the release of dopamine. Okay, there's an amino acid, phenylalanine. I think I'll double check that. Okay, phenylalanine. But anyway, it's an essential amino acid found in brain and blood that can convert to tyrosine, and tyrosine then turns to dopamine. It gives you energy and alertness, so they say start the morning off with eggs, whole wheat toast to stimulate your dopamine production. I've never had a problem with you eating eggs, if you've noticed that. Right? Earlier this year, or was it last year, they were talking about how eggs themselves don't raise cholesterol. It's all the other crap you do to it, and cooking the eggs and butter, but eggs themselves aren't that bad. Now, egg white omelet, egg white, you know, cooking with egg whites versus the yolk, yes, so definitely get less cholesterol, absolutely. But eating eggs in the medical field, you know, we in the medical field are not that averse to it. As long as it's not all buttered up or mixed with corned beef hash and bacon fat, etc., which tastes yummy. If you want to ease depression, they say you got to eat more fish. Now, we're not saying pop fish oil. You got to eat the fish. Your omega-3 fatty acids in your salmon, your herring, your sardines, your tuna can ease depressive symptoms. They say people with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids were less depressed, although I haven't seen any studies with people popping the omega-3 fatty acid pills, the omega-3 or the fish oils. But if you eat a food high in that diet, you seem to be less depressed. If you're in a bad mood, all right, they say it could be that you have less selenium. Now, remember we talked about selenium in Brazil nuts, salmon, shiitake mushrooms? Those are high in selenium. So maybe pop some Brazil nuts. See if it works. Tell me if that works. Get some Brazil nuts and see if eating that got you out of your bad mood. And then remember, a lot of it is serotonin, okay? Serotonin drops, you get irritable. You could get serotonin boost from sunlight. They say also certain foods that have tryptophan, like turkey, all right, will raise serotonin levels. That's why we love turkey and we get all excited with turkey. Well, I don't like white meat turkey. I like dark meat. White meat turkey to me is too dry. You know, so many people mess up the turkey. So many people do. And then you're stuck with the dry meat and then you're trying to drown it with the gravy. I hate dry white meat turkey. Yet dark meat, I can eat as the day is long. I love dark meat turkey. Of course, there's more fat. But, you know, love dark meat turkey. Get away for next week. Get away. Love turkey. All right. But anyway, turkey is a food high in tryptophan. Also, low-fat cottage cheese, yuck, nuts, and chicken. All right. So that comes from Fox News. Let me see if there's a nutritionist that we get to give credit to. Tanya Zuckerbrot. She does. This girl's good. I see a lot of the things that she writes for Fox. She does pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that. All right, an Alabama hospital must pay $140 million in damages for a patient who died. The family of a 59-year-old diabetic woman was mistakenly given a lethal dose of insulin, right, at Thomas Hospital in Alabama. Apparently, Baldwin County Circuit Court judge ordered Thomas Hospital and three other firms to pay the family of Sharon Juno, who died in 2008. Apparently, Juno was discharged from the hospital. The doctor dictated prescription information by phone that was then computerized and relayed to India. The orders were incorrectly copied, and the woman died after being given 10 times the amount of insulin she needed at another hospital. A Thomas Hospital administrator expressed condolences for the family, but says the verdict was excessive, and hospital plans to file an appeal. Again, the verdict was $140 million. Okay, I learned very easily not to trust the dictation systems. When I worked for a company, when I was building up my practice and I was doing side work at an HMO, I would do my dictations because you had to call in and do your dictations. And I know I speak quickly. I know I'm a fast talker, but I would still slow it down for the dictationists, and they could also slow things down. And what blew my mind is how incorrect many of these dictations turned out, okay? You know, 100 micrograms versus milligrams versus 117 to 17. You know, and when I saw that, I'm like, oh, hell no. And when I opened my practice, I had the opportunity of doing a call-in dictation service. And I said, no. I'm like, I'm going to write everything down. I know it's old school. We didn't have to go to electronic medical records as of yet. And I'm like, I'm going to just write things down in the chart. And still, to this day, I write my own prescriptions. So I see the amounts. Nobody can change it. I mean, look how scary. The doctor, I guess, I don't know why, India, I don't know, you know, why it would be transferred or relayed to another country, and then, I don't know, orders copied. I'm not really sure what happened with that, but this is just another example of how this technology can actually hurt more than help. The old school prescription, now I get it, doctor's handwriting is horrible. And that's why we go to dictationists. That's why we go to EMR. Now, I know some of the electronic medical records, you could type it in or have it preset and you just click on it correctly. God forbid you make a mistake, but hopefully you click on it correctly and that gets transferred. But I just get so nervous by that. I love the idea that I can write it down and I give the patient a copy and I have a copy. Nothing gets transferred. Nothing gets misclicked. I just feel like that's the safest way to go. I mean, this patient overtook the amount of insulin. That is some scary stuff. And it's just frustrating that things like that could happen. Another thing that's pretty frustrating was this 11-year-old girl who was detained for nearly an hour at Dallas-Fort Worth because they found explosive residue on her hands. Apparently, Shelby Walser suffers from a bone disorder and uses a wheelchair to get around. They were traveling to Florida for medical treatment. And from what I understand, you know when the TSA, they do that kind of wipe? I guess they picked something up that they thought was an explosive residue. All right, they got a bomb expert. The two were eventually released after experts found nothing hazardous. But I guess the TSA did have to turn around and apologize to the little girl for putting her through that. I mean, I'm kind of torn with stories like that because, I mean, you know, if a bad guy is going to try to sneak in, you know, and try to sneak something in, all right, a lot of times they're going to use unsuspecting modalities, right? Or maybe one of them will, you know, so I can understand why the TSA can't just blow off anybody who's in a wheelchair. I get that. But still, poor thing. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.